Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 7:48, Steve and Ted in the morning. Here on this Monday morning, three big things.
Three.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller to testify on Capitol Hill this week.
Two.
One man dead, a woman injured after a head-on collision in North Wichita.
One.
Restaurant owner shot to death in the driveway of his North Wichita home. Chuck Giles owned Neighbors Bar and Grill. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Seeing some pretty heavy traffic right now on K-96, eastbound, just east of that North Junction, I-135, I-235, and K-96. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly cloudy and cooler today with a high of 83 degrees. Sunday's high was 95. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 61. Tuesday, sunny, tomorrow's high 82 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. We've got a north wind gusting to 24 miles per hour and 73 degrees. KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch. It's the perfect place for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. The Steve and Ted poll question on our website, knssradio.com. Excuse me, will you use Wichita's new rental electric scooters? As much as possible, this is a great transit option, 3%. Maybe a few times here and there for fun, 8%. Never, 89%. So among those people who are visiting our webpage on the Steve and Ted poll question, not much much usage ahead for the electric scooters. You can be a part of the poll. Go to our webpage, knssradio.com.
I've seen quite a few of them getting used.
I saw one. I think I saw one Sunday. Yeah, being used. Preliminary estimates put the Kansas seasonally adjusted unemployment rate at 3.4% in June. This was this broke on Friday, so I want to make sure you know about this. 3.4, down from 3.5% in May and up from 3.3% in June of 2018. Figures come from the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics showing a decline of nearly 1% in state government jobs over the year. Private sector jobs increased by 600 over the previous year. Now, Wichita area, jobless rate, the MSA they call it, 3.6% in June, up from 3.5% in May, down from 4.1% a year ago. And that's, of course, the Wichita area includes Sedgwick, Butler, Harvey, Kingman, and Sumner County. So, again, pretty good news on the unemployment rate here in Kansas, at least. Stocks ended the last day of the trading week in the red Friday.
Stocks ending lower as international tensions escalate between Iran and the U.S. The Dow closing down 68 points, the S&P down 18, the Nasdaq down 60. Not even Microsoft could keep the Nasdaq in the green, the stock hitting a new intraday high after reporting 39% cloud revenue growth. JCPenney not doing so well, though. The stock closing down 16% on reports the company is hiring advisors to explore debt restructuring options. Gold closing lower, oil closing higher to end the week. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
An aerospace meeting in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it's being called Next Giant Leap, and it's being hosted today in Wichita by Senator Jerry Moran. The symposium will be held at the National Center for Aviation Training. The participants are from NASA, the Department of Defense, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, SpaceX, and the United Launch Alliance. The title comes from Neil Armstrong saying when he touched the move, One Giant Leap for Mankind. The WSU Foundation has a new board chair and new board members. Retired physician Debbie Haynes takes over the chairmanship. New board members, Wichita attorney Pamela Amar, former president and CEO of High Touch Technologies, Wayne Chambers, and the WSU Foundation's vice president for finance and operations, Susan Barrett. And what happens when the law says using pot is okay, but the boss says it's not? Usually the boss wins. Marijuana is legal in some form in 33 states. Some employers have changed their policy on drug screenings during the hiring process. Some states have passed laws that say employers can't deny employment because of a positive test for marijuana. But companies have their own policies, and they are enforcing them. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So, Ted, what's our policy here in our company on marijuana? We don't have, we always know a smoking policy, so I guess you're going to do it. You got to go outside the building. How's that?
I guess that's not, you've got your little marijuana shirt on over there.
Is that what that is?
I don't know. Well, there's leaves and plants all over it.
Those are just tropical leaves.
Oh, it's just tropical? Okay.
Summertime in the city, and so, you know, it's tropical.
Okay.
So
yeah, tropical in air quotes, is that what that is?
Yeah. Saturday night, in the ongoing birthday party for my granddaughters, who turned 13 last week, they had a bowling party, and I don't know if you heard me talking earlier about how good I am at bowling, Bill.
I did hear some of that, yeah.
Are you a good bowler, Bill?
I was at one time, yeah. I was a pretty good bowler.
He's a kegler.
He's a kegler. All right.
Yep.
Could you put the spin on it, you know, so it would hook in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you could?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You must have been really good.
High game, 234.
Nice.
Really? My high game.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, my high game Sunday was 102.
Well, you know, if you haven't done it for a while, I've also bowled a 102 here in the last few years, too. So.
No, I could claim that it's because I'm a little rusty, or I could just, you know, just muscle up and tell you that I stink at bowling.
Nope. Go with the rust.
Huh?
Go with the rust.
Well, I did that little wiggle of the hips when I let loose the ball, and I almost fell down, you know?
Oh, I see.
Did the Fred Flintstone approach?
Yeah.
On your tippy toes?
Yeah. Twinkle toes?
Yeah, Fred Flintstone didn't wear bowling shoes.
No.
No.
They didn't have bowling shoes.
And that ball that he used looked more like a rock to
yes.
me. No one hurry around.
Get results.
Yeah. All right, so you're not a bucket bowler. Okay. At least the weather's a little nicer today. Good way to start the week, huh?
You bet, absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Check with you next hour, 7:55. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, top of the hour. Steve and Ted in the morning. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to have the latest on a couple of shootings in Wichita. Ted has sports, right, Ted?
And we'll take a look at yesterday's Hall of Fame induction ceremony for baseball in Cooperstown.
Plus entertainment news.
Got some very good stuff coming up on entertainment news in the Blur at 8:35 this morning. Got some good birthdays today.
Good birthdays.
Yeah.
Okay. And, of course, we've got traffic and weather here on a Monday in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.